This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Look, it might be Rupert Murdoch and News of the World that's occupying front page news in all our papers at the moment, but in Eastern Africa, an event of far greater magnitude is taking place, and you won't find it in the telly or the Sydney Morning Herald today, but a severe drought in Eastern Africa is leading to widespread malnutrition and huge numbers of people pouring into refugee camps in Kenya. I've got Tim Costello from World Vision on the line to fill us in. Hi, Tim.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Now, I guess some people who hear this might be thinking, oh, here we go again, you know, another famine in Africa, people are starving, why doesn't anything ever change? What's your response to that?
Oh, look, I understand that. I feel that myself and I work for World Vision. The reality of feeling that we're stressed here and, you know, we've only got a certain amount of compassion, don't tell me another problem, it's very true for all of us, but this should be on the front page of the tellies and of every paper, because 13 million people's lives are at risk,
wow,
particularly children who are the most hard hit by this just devastating drought and the malnutrition that's already claiming their lives, and the huge numbers pouring into refugee camps where World Vision's working just to try and save lives.
Yeah. Let's just for a bit of background, Tim, we've only just really started hearing about this in the last couple of days, but how long has this drought been going on for?
Well, earlier this year, we and other agencies were warning that it's going to break on us. And I have to say, there wasn't real action taken. There was a hope, I guess, that rain would come. Essentially, the rains have failed now for three seasons in a row. And this is one of the hottest areas on Earth, sub-Saharan Africa, so literally the sun evaporates any water that is in dams. And people are largely herders. They have a few goats. Beyond that, they have nothing. When those goats die, as they have because of this drought and the fodder, people die. It's a very simple causal connection, and that's why they're just walking huge distances if they can and they're strong enough to get to refugee camps where they know there will be food and water.
So it's literally just the sun's really hot. If the rains don't come, the animals don't survive, and then the people are kind of left very vulnerable.
Yeah, so what you've had with you know, the failure of the rains in almost three seasons in a row is something that some would say is just climate change. Some would say this is just terrible, bad luck. As we know here in Australia, we depend on rains coming to get good crops.
Yeah.
And if they don't, we know, we at least as a rich country have other support mechanisms. They don't. They are so poor, subsistence farmers. There is nothing left and they die.
So would you say that this crisis is purely being brought about by the weather, or are there political factors as well?
In Kenya and Ethiopia, it's the weather. They're stable, relatively stable countries. Somalia, which is also dreadfully affected, southern Somalia, we know Somalia virtually has no government, and in Mogadishu it's still very unsafe. And World Vision, we have camps on the border of Somalia, but still working in Somalia for our staff is a great security risk because of the literally warring clans and the fundamentalist movement Al-Shabaab that really has a very strong foothold and is seeking to gain control over the transitional national government of Somalia. So war, conflict in Somalia is another driving force.
Okay, but you obviously, you can't have people really on the ground in Somalia all the time, but you do have people on the ground in affected areas of, say, Kenya and Ethiopia.
Yeah, and they're pouring out of Somalia into Kenya, so sometimes into Ethiopia, for that matter. But we have big camps where we're working right on the border where the people are coming. We're in northern Somalia, which is more stable. Southern Somalia is the unstable part in terms of conflict.
Okay, and I saw some articles yesterday by Matt Wade that were suggesting that even people leave Somalia and get to these refugee camps in Kenya, that they're still dying there. So can the aid agencies cope with the numbers of refugees that are arriving in the camps?
No, we're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
This is why we have an emergency appeal out. We are overwhelmed by the numbers coming, and the level of distress when you see children who are just so badly malnourished. And it's children who die first. Children and old people are the most vulnerable. And the test of malnutrition is your upper arm length. Width is less than, 11.5 centimetres. We're seeing thousands of children who fit that definition, who will not survive, and where we need to be getting water and food to them in these camps.
Yeah. So if people do hear this and they want to give money to World Vision to support what you're doing, how will the money that they give be used?
It'll be used for tents, food, water, for kits for the children to try and set up some temporary schooling in these camps. It goes straight to those in the most dire need.
Yeah. All right. So if people want to give, what's the best way of doing it? Through your website?
Yeah, worldvision.com.au, or to ring our office, 1332 40. And look, I really would seriously plead for that. It is bad. This is really, really bad. And we thought famine was something of the past, that you get some droughts and some food insecurity. We are now back with proportions of 1984 and Live Aid, when the whole world responded, but it is going unnoticed this time, and it's just as tragic and large.
Yeah, yeah, and it seems like it's really urgent right now, that a lot of children are dying sort of in these days now, and that, I guess
it is really urgent right now, and I don't know any other ways to try and find words to say that this is really urgent, and we need to give. And like you, in your introduction, I can't understand why this isn't the front page of every newspaper. It's Murdoch and hacking and other stories, and yet this is the great moral and, for me, a spiritual challenge. These children are made in the image of God and loved by God and created by God. So this is why it's urgent. We respond.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Tim, for letting us know about it.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's Tim Costello, CEO of World Vision, talking about the humanitarian crisis in the Horn of Africa. So worldvision.com.au is their website. The number that Tim gave, 133240. That's 133240.
This has been a Hope 1032 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.